Greetings, and welcome to this week's Bulls by the Bay Weekly News Update. I'm Karen Neesmith, bringing you the latest news from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, on Monday, April 14th, 2025. Last week was USF Giving Week. USF St. Petersburg celebrated a significant achievement during Giving Week by surpassing the goal of 50 donors to the Campus Comfort Dog Fund. This milestone unlocked a $3,000 matching gift, ensuring continued support for the Campus Comfort Dog program. This week also featured our Campus Comfort Dog Snowbirds' third birthday celebration, bringing joy to the campus community. We had dogs from across the community and their handlers on campus to celebrate with Snowbird. It was a wonderful event. Next, researchers from USF's College of Marine Science are conducting a five-year study to analyze contaminants in popular fish species like snook and redfish that are in Tampa Bay. Funded by NOAA and the National Science Foundation, the study aims to understand the presence of pollutants such as pharmaceuticals and pesticides in these fish, which are commonly consumed by local anglers. The research will help assess potential health risks and inform safer seafood consumption practices. Next, a groundbreaking study by USF St. Petersburg researchers has identified viruses associated with Karenia brevis, the organism responsible for red tide blooms. The discovery could lead to better prediction and mitigation strategies for red tide events, which have significant environmental and economic impacts on the Florida's coastal regions. Next, representatives from USF St. Petersburg joined other members of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership for a trip to New York City to explore urban development initiatives. The trip included visits to the High Line and Bryant Park, offering insights into successful urban revitalization projects. These experiences aim to inspire similar collaborations and developments in St. Petersburg. Next, we had members of Leadership USF on campus last week, welcoming community leaders from across the region. The visit provided an opportunity to showcase the campus programs and initiatives fostering stronger connections between the university and the broader community. As USF continues to blaze a path as a leader in research and innovation, building on its elite status as a member of the Association of American Universities, it has introduced a bold new leadership-oriented program built on community collaboration. Leadership USF brings together 15 community leaders for a dynamic exchange of insights and experiences among USF and area leaders throughout the Tampa Bay region, enriching both university and greater community. The inaugural class began in November. Finally, students from USF St. Petersburg visited City Hall in St. Petersburg last week, engaging with Mayor Ken Welch, city council members, and other local government offices to gain insights in the workings of local government. The event highlighted the university's commitment to civic engagement and community involvement. It's an annual event, and we're very thankful to the city of St. Petersburg for hosting us. And that's all I've got for this week's Bulls by the Bay Weekly News Update. I'm Karen Neesmith. Stay tuned next week for more stories from USF St. Petersburg, where innovation meets community. You can visit our website at www.stpetersburg.usf.edu and see all the latest news. Thanks so much and have a great week.